continuing on Samachal from the base in the middle. Sorry, I got a little interrupted there. But so there's a chal we're going to learn about soon of Tumahut Rebbe Tzibur, which is an exception to the rule that in general people that are tamei cannot bring karbanos. But if the Tzibur is tamei, so we have by the Korban Pesach that they can bring not just the Korban Pesach but also the Korban Pesach, they would be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So that's a case that's like a cool that we find by it, and it's therefore hutra miklala, which we don't have by arelim, and arel no matter what cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. And zman. There's no exception to the zman. Is the zman for the carbon great? If not. And it's, so maybe we cannot compare RL to tuma because tuma hutra b'tzibur. But we would have to learn it from the case of zman. And since zman, even miktsas psul by zman is possible, right? Partial piggle is considered full piggle. So therefore, maybe by RL, even if one person in the group is an RL, that would pass the whole thing. So we're, again, back and forth. We don't know which way to look. Tamalomar, Zos. Torah teaches us Zos, right? It's a Zos Chukasa Pasach, right? Something like that. Let's check on the side. Tamalomar, Zos. Rashi will fill us in. Zos Chukasa Pasach. Alright, so it says this is a chukas pesach. So my zos. So now we're trying to understand what the zos is. This whole brisa was quoted as a support for Rabba's opinion. So let's try to understand. And through this, we might be able to understand what the fundamental machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda is. So my zos. What is zos? Ilema, you're going to tell me that zos is dekula orla pasla miktsasa lo pasla. So maybe you're going to teach me that Zos is like an exclusion. This is if everybody is an RL, you're dealing with only Arelim that the Korban Pesach was brought on behalf of. So then, it's possible, but Miktsasa, but only Zos, only this, but Miktsasa, but if only some of the group were Arelim, Lo Pasla, Hi, Mikol RL Nafka. No, but we already learned that rule out of Vichol RL. Right, it says v'chol arel and all the arelim. Right, the pasuk says in full. V'chi yagor itcha ger v'asa pasach l'Hashem himolo v'chol zachar v'az yikriv l'aso suva hayakezra charetz v'chol arel lo yochal bo and all every arel shall not eat of it. We're understanding this as if it's all arelim, you cannot eat of it. However, if there's one arel or more in the mix, as long as you have someone who's not an arel, then it would be fine. V'chol arel, right? So if that we learn v'chol arel. So rather, Elo, what's Zos teaching us? Elo lav hachiktoni. Rather, isn't this what Zos is teaching us? Talmud lomar. So maybe this is how we're supposed to really understand it. Talmud lomar. The Torah says v'chol arel kula arla pasla miktsasa lo pasla. That we learn from V'chol Arel that Kula Arla is Pasla, but Miktsasa lo Pasla. V'chitema hu adin l'zrika. And now you might say the same thing applies to Zrika. Partial Zrika full Arla is going to be a problem by Zrika, right? Just like we say over here, right? Just, we establish that by Arla. By the shlita done, if it's done for kula arla, right, that's a problem. If everybody is an arel, you don't have a single mul in the conversation, so it's a problem by shlita. And you might apply the same thing by zrika, but no. Zrika the kula arla miha pasla. That if everybody is an arel in the mix and there's no mul in the mix, it's pasla. Tamalomer zos. Ah, so that's why the word zos is there. Bishlita hu dekula arla miha pasla aval zrika filu kula arla nami la pasla. Right? So the word zos is saying, no, this only applies, this chumra, that if there is not a single mul and everybody is an arel, that only applies by shlita, zos is by shlita, but not by zrika. Zrika afilu kula arla nami la pasla. But by zrika, which was our original case, that was the question that Rav Chisda and Rabba are dealing with, that if Zrika, that even if everybody, right, meaning you did Shchita for an Arel and for a Mul, and then, but you have in mind that the Zrika should be for only a relim, that's not going to be a problem as we understand it over here. And this is a support for Rabbah. And Rabbah is therefore holding that when it comes to Shechita, so Shechita, by, right, and as we see from the Braisa, Shechita, if you do the Shechita on behalf of at least one mul, it's fine. If only a relim, it's possible. And by Zrika, we're much more lenient. And even if the Zrika is done on behalf of only a relim, it's not a problem. The Chitim, if you're going to ask me, my kula de Zrika, why are we so lenient by Zrika? And then the answer is the ein machsheves ochlin bezrika, because we're not concerned about the machsheves ochlin bezrika, that the machsheva by Zrika doesn't impact anything by Korban Pesach. Rav Chisda ad Rabba, and Rav Chisda will say the exact opposite. Leidach Gisa, because it's the other side. Tana Lomar v'chol arel. What is it? What did we learn by v'chol arel? Kula arla pasla, miktasa la pasla. We learn that by, right, if they're all a relim, it's possible, but if it's partial, it's not possible. Aval zrika, afilu miktasa nami pasla. But zrika is different. Zrika, right, by shchita, we say if they're all a relim, it's a problem, but if there's at least one who's not an arel, then it's fine. It's partial is fine. And zrika is not lenient, but actually zrika is more strict. That by Zrika, even if part of them are right, even if you have a partial, you know, some arelim in mind, or even one arel in mind, that's going to ruin the whole thing. The chitem b'hu adin liz, right? So how do we see this? By arel. So this is talking about by shchita for the moment, right? So by v'chol arel kula arla pasla miktasa lo pasla av Zrika filu miktasa nami pasla. The chitem, if you're going to tell me hu adin liz Zrika, no, maybe the same rule applies to just like by shchita. Only kula is pasla, but miktsasa is not pasla, right? Who adin lizrika da adika kula arla lo pasla. No, tamalomer zos comes to Torah to teach you zos, that it's an exception. It's an exception that zos shlita hu de miktsasa lo pasla avos zrika afila miktsasa pasla. That when it says zos, that this is only by shlita. It's only by shlita that we say that miktsasa is fine, and that kula pasla, but miktsasa is not pasla. That's a din by shchita, but by zrika, much more machmir. The chitema, if you might ask, my chumre de zrika, why is zrika so strict? So, right, the answer is, delo mikva pigel ela bezrika, because pigel is only established by zrika. I'm going to explain that point in a moment, but just to clarify that the difference over here is that both Rabbah and Rav Chisda are learning the word Zos differently. They see that Zos is teaching that this is an exception, that Zrika is not the same thing by Shechita. But the question is, which aspect, right? Shechita, there's a kula and a chumra. There's a strict halacha by Shechita and a leniency. The strict case is that if everybody is an Arel, So it's a problem, and it's pasul. And the kula is that if it's only partial, then it's good. And the question is, so that we have two dinim over here by shchita, and the question is, which one are we applying to zrika? We know that zos teaches us that zrika has a different din than the shchita, but the question is, which area? So Rabba says it's the chumra of shchita, that the din, that if everybody is an arel, so it's pasul, that's only by shchita. But by zrika, even if everybody's an arel, the shchita is done on behalf of on only a relim, even so, it's going to be kasher. So that's Rabba. Rav Chisda learns the other end. No, he says, yeah, Zos teaches us that zrika is different from shchita, But l'chumra, the zrika is more machmir. That by shchita we have a kula. That if only miktsasa are arelim, if only one arel, or at least if one person is not an arel, so it's miktsasa, so it's kosher. But that's only by shchita. But by zrika we're much more machmir. Why are we more machmir? So again, so Rabba says that zrika is more lenient because. His svara was that because ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. It's a principle that you know the machsheva ochlin is not by zrika. It doesn't do anything by zrika, but Rav Chisda says it's more machmer. Why? Because lo mikla pigel el bezrika. Because pigel is not established except for zrika. So like by a regular carbon. So the way pigel works is that if you have pigel, right, have in mind to eat it at the wrong, outside of the right zman at any one of the four avodos of the dam, so it's going to become pigel. Unless there's something that can make it not halachically pigel. It'll be, still be possible, but not pigel, if during one of the avodos, let's say by the first avoda, by shchita, you have in mind to eat at the wrong zman. So now it could be pigel, but it may not be pigel, because if during one of the next, one of the subsequent avodos, so whether it's by the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Halacha Saddam, or the Zrika Saddam, you have in mind a different psul. Like, let's say, for different bialim. Or you have in mind to eat it outside of the proper place that you're eating, chutz lim komo. Right? So there's a different psul that's not pigel. So the carbon's going to be pusul, but it's not halachically pigel. It's only pigel if the only thing wrong with it is that it's pigel. So if the only incorrect machshava that you had was to have it outside of zman, so then it's pigel. But if you had any other incorrect machshava, it's possible, but it's not halakhically pigel. So therefore, you don't know if something's pigel until you reach the zrika. Because it could be that if you had pigel in mind to eat it outside of the zman by any other avoda before zrika, but if subsequently you would have a different incorrect machshava, it would not be halakhically pigel. So what makes it officially pigel? If by zrika, by the moment of zrika, if the only inappropriate machshava you had was out chutz lizmano, then it's pigel. So that's a chumra that we see by zrika. Zrika is the one that is koveya pigel. So why would you be, so according to Rav Chisda, why would you be more machmir by zrika than by shchita? Because lo mikva pigel ela bezrika. And this is an approach of Rabba and Rav Chisda. So Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi challenges this approach. Mimai dahai v'chol orel kula mashma. How do we know that this phrase v'chol orel implies everybody? Right. Both Rabba and Rav Chisda were understanding v'chol orel indicates everybody is an orel. But dilma hai v'chol orel mashma kol dehu. Maybe it means if anyone is kol dehu arla. If anybody is an arla. And Ksav Rachmana Zos da ad ika kula arla lo pasla lo shna b'shchita v'lo b'shna b'zrika. Right, and so the Torah is writing Zos, meaning that until this point, if everybody is an arla, it's not pasul. So it doesn't make a difference over here by shchita or by zrika. Right, the word v'chol could mean everyone, all, or it could mean any kol dehu. And so we've been assuming it's all, but maybe it actually means any. And therefore, it wouldn't make a difference if it's shchita or zrika. So Rav Ashi therefore rejects this understanding of the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda as referring to the chumra of zrika. And Rav Ashi on the next amud is going to give a different approach to explain the machlokas Rav Chisda and Rabba.